Damn. Yeah. I want you, and I want you.
Hey.
Easy now.
It doesn't ever stop. We're back.
We are.
That was extremely, extremely long intro. Well,
it's appropriate. It took you ages to set us up.
Oh.
My beer is almost empty.
Why you gotta be so mean all the time? I'm just gonna go crazy. I don't even know what we're gonna hear right now. I'm just gonna hit play.
Just press buttons.
And we'll see what happens. That was good.
Is it just too hip? Well, is it too fucking for your regular riffs? Is it the very reason they shit on my d- well, is it? Is it rocking? Is it simply shocking? Is it done too well? And a lot to watch it? Is it all too gnarly? Hops and barley? Ooh, child, who are we? Godly, sorry. Is it not enough? Is it just too much? Is it out of touch or is it the touch? Is it that creation you've been patiently waiting for? Bloody as raw, soulfully hard. But does it get you moving? Is it too confusing? Am I losing you with these theories I'm proving? Is it? Shucking around. I bet you ain't nobody trying to fuck me now. I'm trying to assure I'm the rule in this town. Like Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, I hope they're cool in it now. Rappers act like we owe them something these days. Thinking they're legendary when they're merely a craze. Tell mothers not to worry cause it's simply a phase. The baseball card collecting up right on stage. Mike just raise a fist to ignite this rage. Extend the devil horns to engage in an insane exchange. Lines from this range. Yo, into the system like some real cool insane trash. Left them hanging like a runaway slave. Finger eyes to gaze a permanent. And Mr. Razor with my footsteps. Revolutionaries, the hood vest. Hey, clap, don't hold back cause I rock that.
Ladies and gentlemen in podcast land.
That was pretty cool.
Meet Spank Rock. Spank Rock, meet our listeners. That was good.
That was badass.
The Spank Rock, they're
blown
up.
Name.
They're blown up the spot with that name and their sounds. It's they're playing the Leeds Festival, the TDK Festival, the Reading Festival.
Oh, but they're from Philly.
They're from Philly. They're the city of brotherly love.
But I bet they're out here.
They're dishing out the hugs all over the world.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I love them. Check them out.
Word.
So tell us, Mitch, what's new in your life?
New in my life. Well, I'm working hard.
Working hard or hardly working?
Oh, no.
Look at that.
Did you make that up?
I'm an uncle.
You made that.
Yeah. It comes with the uncle handbook.
And hey, Ren.
Hey, Renica.
We're on air. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, Notes Underground listeners.
Da 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 da.
All right, then.
See you soon.
And so I don't know. I'm enjoying the fact that the show is getting back on its feet again.
Yeah, and the people are responding.
Yeah,
they do. They stuck
like
around.
People actually were like, "Well, we're just gonna wait this one out."
That hurts.
Popular Workshop.
Where are they from?
Your mom's house.
Dude, that's my mom. You're talking about my mom, Mitch. I don't know if you realize that, but that's my mom you're talking about.
So?
She's a really sweet woman, and I think you guys should meet. You'd love each other.
She was at the show.
What show?
The Popular Workshop show.
Oh.
They're a UK band. They advertise as heard in Top Shop.
Wow. Well, if you haven't, you know, if you can't make it in Top Shop.
I haven't been to Top Shop lately.
You can't make it anywhere. Well done, guys.
Well done. Good show, lads.
Good form, old chap.
cup of tea.
So we've been getting lots of comments.
Mm-hmm.
We had this on our second to last show. That was where we got the most comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me read a couple. This one's from Payush. Payush.
Good effort. Give him points for that, Payush.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Yeah. So great show, and I'm only two. Or did I already do these? Are these
no.
The, oh yeah, these yeah, are the these are the, yeah. He's a Kiwi. Mm. I already read some of them, but then oh, I got one. Here's one. I got one from my brother. He sent me a Wikipedia to the King Biscuit time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listing. And he was saying he was a little bit upset at us. We just said King Biscuit on the show.
Right, and it's King Biscuit time.
Yeah. He got geeky. My brother got geeky.
Did he? He got all up.
That was the brother, the Buddhist brother that was in on one of the shows. I don't know if you heard that one.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think I did. Oh, no, wait, I did. And he was shockingly not obviously blatantly Buddhist, I remember thinking. Because when I have a few friends that are Buddhist.
Oh, right.
And oftentimes they can come across as just stoned or kind of out of it.
Uh-huh.
Your brother didn't come across like that at all.
No, well, he's a teacher too, so he can't like be totally out there. Like,
yeah,
he has to. You know, he's a smart guy.
Like, yeah, and that was
not that
was,
Buddhists aren't smart guys.
Well,
but, I mean,
of course not. But honestly, sometimes I think Buddhism is a bit of an excuse to become self-indulgent and be all about the retreat and my retreat and turning within and being, you know, focus on me. Let's focus on
yeah,
me
but
and
focus but that on, but that to be fair, that,
please be
that retreat within.
Mm-hmm.
Can be quite an intellectual process that is like, can, you know, is difficult. I mean, I went to one of his sittings where he was sort of teaching people about sitting and being, mm-hmm. and sort of, you know, just being quiet for like 45 minutes or an hour. And there's like all these people in the room, like meditating. And you're like, dude, my feet are falling asleep. You know, like you can't stop your brain.
Yeah.
Like it just wants to think about something. And then all of a sudden you're like, what if my feet fall off?
Yeah.
You know, like you start, you know, and like that's the whole thing is like dealing with big, big things like fear
mm-hmm.
through the little thing of just sitting and being quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Some long distance runner summed that up. I wish I could know his name, but he said the hardest thing in the world to think about is nothing. And I agree completely with him on that. And I see what you mean. I mean, if you can feel comfortable with that, then you can feel comfortable with just about anything.
Yeah.
Especially in today's topsy-turvy, crazy city world. But I still say that you have to always be putting it in perspective, that effort. You have to be putting it in the perspective of interaction with others. And because otherwise it can become a pretty self-obsessed sort of downward spiral of inward turning, you know, what's the word, Dan?
Well, what do you mean by self-obsessed? I mean, just because you're spending time alone or because you're obsessed with who you are or?
No, just because you're focusing on your growth by only dealing with yourself. How can you grow yourself if you're only dealing with yourself? You can to an extent.
Well, yeah. From my understanding,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not a Buddhist, so I don't know, but from my understanding, they are sitting a lot of the time, they're sitting right next to somebody. They're just not talking, you know, and or you are talking to people about what you experienced when you weren't talking to anybody. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's like, although silence is a focus of it, it's not like you're not allowed to talk about what you thought about when you were mm-hmm. silent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You
mm-hmm.
know?
Hmm. I see what you're saying.
It's just another tool.
Yeah.
But yeah. It is. It's. But what bothers me is the idea that some of the Buddhists that I speak with don't consider it a religion. You know, that they kind of think, well, you know, it's okay to be a Christian and a Buddhist,
mm-hmm.
which is not that there's anything wrong with that idea, but just the idea that it's not that they're it's a spiritual philosophy instead mm-hmm. of a religion. And it's
right.
Like, well, but it's like a religion. Well, I mean, what is
it? What's the difference between a way of life and a religion? They're kind of one and the same thing.
But does that make a cult a religion?
Yeah. Your life would, I mean, your life would be the cult if you were in a cult.
Does that make MySpace a religion?
Oh, you better hope so. You better hope so.
Because that was the worst thing. I'm sorry. If I could take that back, I might edit that out.
L. Ron Hubbard said the only true way to be rich was to start your own religion.
Yeah, because it's tax free, baby.
Yeah, it's tax free, and people just give you money for nothing.
Anyways, other news. I think that the Silver Mount Zion podcast might be back up again. I just got a I just got an email from Rob from My Silver Mount Zion saying this show is awesomes to the power of one gabillion.
Damn.
Because I guess he really he was into the I think he was into one of the bands that we played. I don't know.
Yeah. Probably. He's probably into all the bands we play because we're
all
hot
of them.
Shit.
All of them. Emily says, thanks for spelling Once a Thief incorrectly.
Yeah, thanks for pointing it out, yeah. Emily. We never said we were smart.
I don't know why I put the I after the E. I mean, there's a rule, like I before E, except after C. Sometimes Y.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I love that part. And except, sometimes Y.
And except when you least expect it.
Except for when it's not.
Yeah, because no one expects it.
Don't you hate those?
I just hate the English language. That's why I took Spanish, not French. I would have died a slow, painful death in French class. I can't spell my way out of a wet paper bag in English, let alone French. So I love any language that spells phone, F-O-N, I'm into it.
Let's see. We got some more stuff from Micah. Hi, Micah. Hi, my name's Micah Sherrill. I'm a painter from Asheville, North Carolina. I used to play music, but now I just make art. I love your podcast and have found so many good bands, great bands as a result. The banter is great, too.
Oh, let down on the sound effects. You know, he might not sound light in the loafers like that.
Hi, my name's Micah.
Hi.
I'm into art.
I'm like...
I like...
my name's Micah.
Yeah, I like bunny rabbits and art. And,
yeah.
So what else did Micah say? He said, you guys rule. Let me give
Well, basically, he sent us a bunch of music.
Oh, cool.
So maybe...
We appreciate that, Micah. I always love getting turned on to anything new.
Maybe we'll check something out. Here's one from one of his... he said, basically... To sum it up, I don't know if all this stuff's downloadable, but that all these artists okayed me to send their music along. So
good enough for me.
Here we go.
Things spending time on nothing in particular. Wasting time on me. Where did all the lost girls go? Where did all the lost girls go? Where did all the lost girls go?
Where did all the lost girls go? Hi, Dan.
I want to be snide, but my girlfriend might be listening.
Dan Snyden.
Hey.
Is that what?
Don't give away my last name, man. I don't want stalkers. No, wait, actually, I do. I've never been stalked. I'd appreciate a little stalking. Any stalkers?
Is that trouble?
Any takers out there?
Are you going to get trouble for me doing that?
No, it's cool.
Everyone knows my name.
It's cool. Believe me, as soon as my stuff goes live on the web, I'm going to be blabbing it out to the whole world through here. Check us out on the online. Go to our studio website. Be our next client.
So weird.
Go ahead.
Go ahead what? Say
no,
what you're doing.
Okay. Well,
if you're going to start a plug, you might as well plug through.
Finish it. Check it out. www.haberdasherylondon.com. HABERDASHERYLONDON.com.
Haberdashery.
Haberdashery. That's the name of our studio, the Haberdashery. I know most you, the American listeners won't get it, but it's a word commonly used out here. Look it up.
It's sort of like rigmarole.
Yeah, it's sort of like mishmash, amalgamation, generally associated with
hodgepodge.
Yeah, generally associated with fabric stores, but we basically just make stuff. We make stuff, and we'll make it for you. So if you want something made, stuff perhaps, we can do it. We've made a lot of stuff. Anyway, check us out, and then you can go to my specific consultancy, which is Distillworks.
Hang tight, everyone. We just got a few more minutes.
All right. Now we're done. Okay.
What is it?
Distillworks.com. DistilWorks.com. Everybody's seeing standing on the corner, picking the thing like you're playing off the corner. Touch down, turn around, play by play, keep the score. Put you turn me down if I'm not what you're looking for. I never knew you.
That's like Cher meets Pearl Jam.
Whatever trip you're on, I don't know what it is. That was Hello Goodbye from Huntington Beach. And that was Dan Snyden's Teen Pick of the Week. That was good.
You're not allowed to choose music anymore.
Oh, come on, man. That wasn't... Can't you bounce just a little bit?
I felt like I was playing a video game right there.
Oh, that was good. You remember that movie, License to Drive with Corey Haim?
No, I never saw that.
Yeah, Renica knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, here comes Renica.
That would be this. Yeah, and you should. Honestly, you're not from our generation if you haven't. You're not a real human being in my mind if you haven't seen all the Haim and Feldman movies. But License to Drive.
Mitch hasn't seen the Goonies.
Oh, Jesus, Mitch.
Can you believe that?
She I don't know if the listeners heard it, but Mitch hasn't seen Goonies. Renica's releasing all.
See it, honey.
Let's get it.
All the skeletons are coming out of the closet on the show today.
She's actually mad at me for not having seen Goonies.
Yeah, and
like she's like she actually gets upset. Well, she's like, oh, you remember? Oh,
fair is fair, and I say that's even grounds for divorce.
Whoa,
I haven't seen Goonies, man.
I want another Micah music. Let's play some more Micah music. I like that stuff from the.
Yeah,
what do they call that?
We never said.
Is it the Appalachians? No.
Did Mike? Yeah, the Appalachians. That's the bluegrass. Did Micah recommend the bluegrass thing you were telling me about earlier?
Oh no.
We're not going to play that, are we?
We can't play it, but it's too long. God. So,
but it's epic.
One of the New Zealanders.
We love y'all.
Piush.
We're huge in New Zealand.
I don't know how to say it, but is it Piush? Piush? Maybe it is.
Good effort. Give him points.
So you remember how we were talking about medleys and we were talking about like Radiohead? I think we actually talked to, I don't know what we said, but we talked about maybe a medley, trying to get a medley show going on.
What we said was medleys were dead and collages were what's in.
Okay.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
And we put out the challenge to send in a good medley because medleys are just
Piush pulled it.
Piush did pull it. He pulled the rabbit out of the hat with this one.
He says, hi, guys. Another great show. Thanks. Well, you asked for it.
It's true. We did.
And he sent a bluegrass medley of Radiohead songs, appropriately titled Rodeohead. And these guys are quite amazing.
Man.
I don't know. I guess I can't exactly... put the song on the show because it's not downloadable. But
you
this,
all got to go check it out.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to do for you. If you're listening, I'm going to put the link that Piush sent on the site so that you can go check it out because it's just that good. It's so good. It's like 5-6 songs, like Radiohead songs. And they're obscure tracks. They're not like... It's not like Karma Police. Like it's some stuff from the Bends and like Pablo Honey and some older stuff. So, anyways.
So, go hit it up. Can you give the URL at least?
Well, it's like...
I don't want to put you on the spot, but... Is it nasty?
It's just a nasty URL.
Okay, well, just go to the
Just go to the
and leave
site.
Us a comment.
Please.
Say hello.
Yeah,
put yourself
please.
On the frapper.
We like these comments. We like the frapper map.
We like you.
We like you. And we like Micah's mix.
Thank you. says a ball baby scratches your door. He couldn't wait to climb into your arms once more. I could have escaped to deep in the mountains after their war, but no one was waiting to find out what the reason for it was for. And when they found me, I was frozen there. From deep in the glacier,
it's like Nordic indie rock.
No, not that. That was
not what we just heard.
That was a Blue Ridge Mountains.
And damn proud of it too, I'm yeah, sure. I'm that.
Sorry, Micah, for saying Appalachians. I don't know if there's any kind of stigma Blue Ridge Mountains.
I'm sure they have real angry water balloon fights against one another every year.
You know what we used to do when I was a kid?
Maybe a softball tournament.
Have you ever seen those old those like water pumps? You can it's like a big metal sort of a, it's like a milk, it's like an old sort of milk, aluminum, like milk kind of thing, milk jug. Hi, everybody.
Words.
Well, at Boy Scout camp, we used to have these things, and you had to have a one of these fire extinguisher type things, but it was just filled with water. So it was just this water thing.
Right.
And you pump it and the water would come out of a hose.
Right. And it is for fire extinguishing, is it not?
Or
I've seen
for filling up with barbecue sauce and filling up water balloons with barbecue sauce balloons.
Oh, dude.
You've never been
I've
more
never
miserable
I
than
can
being
imagine.
Slammed
or
in
you've
with a
never
barbecue.
Been in a greater state of ecstasy
exactly.
than when you're smothered in barbecue sauce.
Because we used to have this campsite that was like at the top of it, because it was all like all the campsites were at the different, you know, like on this hillside.
Did you say this was in Boy Scouts?
Boy Scout camp. Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, you don't really learn anything good there.
Well, we learned how to make fires.
Yeah. And eat a ton of sugar and run around the woods half naked. Yeah.
And we'd fill up these water balloons with barbecue sauce, like a barbecue sauce water mixture. So it was like still kind of water based.
So really. Get it.
And we had like the water balloon launcher, and so we would launch barbecue sauce balloons into other campsites.
It was better than shooting squirrels.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anyways.
Dude, so that was like, that was good Neil Young-esque original acoustic stuff from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. Thanks, I'm not a big Neil Young fan, but I know what I like, and I like that. It reminded me a bit of, the only Neil Young song I really like is...
you just don't like any of the Crazy Horse Neil Young. Like Neil Young and Crazy Horse is not really that cool.
No, but what Cortez the Killer, you know that song?
That's from Heart of Gold or whatever.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
That was a great song. And that one kind of reminded me of Cortez the Killer. That guy could be a hardcore gangster rapper. Cortez the Killer.
So Dan, tell me about, I want to know, so I need some help because I just bought a bike.
Yeah, you got a new member of the family.
Brick Lane. 30 pounds.
That's where I got my first bike.
No big deal.
Yeah.
It wasn't my first bike.
Well, it was your first London bike. Yeah. Everyone goes there for their first London bike.
30 pounds.
And you did, how shady on a scale of 1 to 10 was the guy that you bought it from?
It's probably your bike.
It could have been.
It was so funny. It was so funny. So I'm up there. I'm with one of my old friends from home. And we're cruising around. I had no intention of buying a bike. And I just see it. And I'm like, oh, okay, that looks like a good bike. It's got shocks. It's got, you know, some good fat tires.
So you
like,
can bust some fat airs on that.
Yeah. I was like, okay, sweet. So I'm talking to him about it. I'm like, how much is it? And he's like, 60. And I'm like, I didn't even, I was like, whatever, you know, and he's like, 30. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, okay, this is a hot bike.
I just
bike.
Don't want to be alone.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to be standing next to this bike for 10 more minutes because it's not like,
he just wants to go.
He just ripped it off.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, I was thinking about it and I you know, whatever. I finally, you know, broke down, paid him. And the second I handed over the money,
gone,
he hands the money over to his buddy and his buddy starts running. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then his buddy starts turning around and his buddy's like running backwards and he kind of throws his hands up in the air. And then the guy that I bought the bike from goes, Stella.
30 pounds worth of Stella.
Yeah.
that's making me sick just thinking about it.
Stella.
Oh man, wicked. Yeah. So now you got a lovely suspended mountain bike for all your off-roading needs in London.
Yeah.
That's wicked, man.
Yeah.
And I hear Renica's jealous.
She is. She's like, oh, I thought we were going to wait till we got to the U.S.
She's like, dude, it's got shocks.
I know.
I want one.
Shocks? Kickstand? Lucky?
Well, who can blame her? I'm sure it's beautiful. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. Cool, man.
And do some off-roading.
Congratulations. Now we can form our bike gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should we be called?
Bike gang. We could be
How about
called,
the Elo Bike Gang?
We could be called the
East
Hoxton,
London.
The Hoxton Honeys.
How about, instead of Hoxton, how about we're Eho? East Hoxton, because East Side's always the best side.
Eho?
Eho.
But I'm on the west side. I'm on the west side of Hoxton.
Well, let's just pretend for a
how
moment.
How about Weho?
Weho. Hey, yeah. We're on it. We just found the synergistic moment. Brilliant. Weho.
Okay, I'm about to run out of battery on this computer.
Yeah, and I actually got to go meet my friend Maya.
Well, can I play the last song?
Yeah.
You said maybe, but I think I'm going to go for it.
Go. Wait, bye everybody. Bye. This is the last song.
This See is you. The last song I'm ever going to play on this show.
See ya.
Kiss my right chin, kiss my forehead. Lead me backwards, hold me inside. Phones of the dial, out of the country, crumbs of the chain.
Never the last time.